Listen up, tax procrastinators. You know who you are, and we're watching you. But you're in luck because you have an extra day to relax. This year, taxes are due April 17th. That's right. You heard it here on the TurboTax podcast. I am Scott Gulbranson, your host. And joining me here in the studio is Bob Meehan, CPA from TurboTax. And Bob has brought with him some good news for those of us waiting until the last minute to prepare and file our 2006 tax return. Bob, you're the bearer of good news. Welcome.
I am, Scott. Well, it's good to be here. We'll find out if it's good news.
We'll see. Hopefully you got some good stuff for us. But listen, you know, people are now getting ready to do their 2006 tax return here in April 2007. Are they out of luck if they're looking for that last-minute tax deduction to really bring them under the line so that at least they owe nothing or get a little bit of a refund?
Well, they're not quite out of luck, but there are very few opportunities that are available after December 31st when most of the tax opportunities expire. The one thing I would encourage people to check out is funding their IRA, and you can do that right up to the filing deadline, and as you mentioned, that's April 17th this year.
Ah, interesting. So what are some other tax tips? Are there some other little tidbits there that people can take advantage of here in the new year?
Well, let's start with just something really simple, and that is get organized. Get all your papers and important information together, like your Social Security number, dependent information, your W-2s, any other tax documents that you may have received in the mail over the last couple months.
Well, Bob, I have to be honest. I just got back from vacation, so I haven't even started my tax return. At this point, what do you suggest I do?
Well, Scott, you're probably like most people. Most of us have not started our return at all, and most of us don't even start until the last perhaps week of the season. But the first thing you want to do is get started now because time is running out, as you mentioned. And, you know, the tax-savvy taxpayers are making the switch this year to online tax preparation, which is the fastest-growing tax preparation method now. Last year, more than 35 million people used a home computer.
35 million?
That's right, 35
wow.
million. That's, oh, let's see, that's about 25% of all taxpayers are now going online to file their tax return, yes.
So, Bob, I know part of online filing, one of the benefits is e-filing. Tell us about e-filing. What does exactly that mean?
Well, e-filing is growing in popularity by leaps and bounds. Last year, over 50% of all tax returns were e-filed to the IRS. That's almost 70 million people e-filing. And, you know, the benefits, e-filing is safe. It's accurate. In fact, the IRS will tell you that it's 20 times more accurate than filing your return on paper. Also, you know, if you're filing at the last minute, the IRS will confirm when it receives your return, so you'll get confirmation, which gives you that added level of confidence that the IRS, in fact, did receive your return. And perhaps the biggest benefit of all for most people is the fact that you'll get your refund back. Huh. You'll get it back in as little as 7 to 10 days versus anywhere from 4 to 8 weeks if you mail your return in. And even if you do owe money to the IRS, you can specify through the TurboTax product that they can withdraw it from your bank account on the last day of the filing season, which, again, is April 17th. So it's a very convenient thing to do that.
That sounds good to me because I hate going down to the post office and having to do the certified mail and then waiting nervously for that card to come back to say, hey, yes, the IRS service center got it. So that's also a benefit, no waiting in line at the post office.
Well, that's right. So rather than wait online, go online and get your return done quickly, get it electronically filed, and get your refund back quickly. In fact, Scott, 75% of all returns have a refund, with the average refund being in excess of $2,200.
Wow.
That was the case in 2006.
That's a lot of money to sit
out
there.
A lot of money. Don't let the IRS hold it any longer than they have to.
So, yeah, the going online, Bob, that really intrigues me. It sounds very appealing. But let's say I'm still down on that beach in the Bahamas, and I just cannot physically or possibly get my return done by the 17th. What should I do?
Oh, it's hard for me to get my mind off that scene in the Bahamas. But if you are going to miss the filing deadline, file Form 4868. That's the extension request form that entitles you to a six-month, it's an automatic six-month extension of time to file your return. But remember, filing the form is only an extension of time to file. You still have to pay your taxes due by April 17th. So if you have a balance due, make sure you get that in by the filing deadline.
Ah, that pesky tax balance. Well, there you have it, folks. If you've waited this long and you are a tax procrastinator, there are still a few things you can do to save on your 2006 taxes. Remember, climb on the web, get your taxes prepared and filed before the deadline. And for more information on how you can do that, the benefits, the cost, you name it, you can visit www.turbotax.com. We want to thank Bob Meehan for stopping in, and we'll talk to you next time here on the TurboTax Podcast.